B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a naked man who was sunbathing near a railway line was mistaken for a dead body by police. This is in England. Concerned rail workers spotted a pair of feet, but no signs of life on the grounds of Shafford 100 Railway Station, British Transport Police said.
Wouldn't you think the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a tweet, the BTP said...
yeah, you know me.
Rushing to the scene, officers found a man in his late 30s enjoying some nude sunbathing. It happened as temperatures reached 77 degrees on Monday, and they added, please don't sunbathe nude on the railway.
It makes my taint feel good when I point it towards the sun.
The station sits on a single-line railway between London and South End.
Wouldn't it be like a filthy place to do that, too?
I don't think so. The man was spotted by track workers who called police. A spokeswoman said, let me lay it bare. the railway
she's such a cut-up.
Is not a place to sunbathe. Please keep away
from the tents. You're a scandal.
It is not as uncommon as you might think, she said. So I guess they do that from time to time.
That's very, very disturbing to hear that.
Yeah. Speaking of disturbing, okay. I led with a lighter story.
Oh, no.
Let
it go.
A 37-year-old Northern California man was arrested on suspicion of killing his 90-year-old grandmother and trying to eat her body on Monday afternoon. Richmond officers responding to a 911 call of a man standing over a woman's bloody body allegedly found 37-year-old Dwayne Wallach in the act of eating his grandmother Ruby.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Officers confronted Wallach inside the home he shared with his grandmother located in a quiet residential neighborhood. When officers entered the home, Wallach was, quote, digging in her flesh.
Oh, God.
According to a Bay City News report, Wallach allegedly ignored orders to stop.
Hi, Grandma.
That's him eating.
Yeah, that was his little chant.
So, Wallach.
It's a terrible story, but we as human beings.
Yes.
We
have
endure.
To look at absurdity.
Yes.
In order to.
And we can get past it if we can sort of have fun with it.
So Wallach allegedly ignored orders to stop, and officers had to use a stun gun to subdue and arrest him. There was no official. It's terrible that I'm laughing at this. There's no official cause of death yet for Ruby Wallach. When police entered, this is what the suspect said.
Hi, Grandma.
And where are they going?
Clapping along.
Play it again, Case.
Hi, Grandma.
Reversing.
There is no official cause of death yet for Ruby Wallach.
Embarrassment.
Dwayne Wallach was taken to a hospital for treatment of unspecified injuries. Police said the motive is not yet known and the possible role that drugs may have played in the gruesome incident is still under investigation.
My guess is they played a substantial role.
Yeah.
Wallach will be booked pending his release from the hospital. Spanish police are investigating the murder of an 83-year-old woman who was robbed and killed a year ago. Have arrested a man in his 80s with whom she used to play bingo with. Officers began their inquiries last year after the woman's care worker became worried by her failure to answer calls. Concerned neighbors enter her home in the town of Fuenlabrada near Madrid and called the police after finding her body, which had stab wounds. So this is a guy the same age.
And was a bingo partner.
A bingo partner. And managed. This is horrible. So a large amount of cash was taken.
You don't usually see this in bingo people.
And jewels. The fact that her front door had not been forced suggested she may have known the attacker. The investigation led to a man also in his 80s who was a friend of the victim. And he used to play bingo with her in
their neighborhood. That's a bingo.
Further inquiries allowed officers to determine that in the days following the crime, the main suspect had gone to the same bingo hall with large quantities of money.
There you go.
Using the money he stole from her to go and play bingo.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
He was having a good time, though.
Evidence from the crime scene led officers to the man, and a search of the suspect home turned up various objects along with two of the jewelry boxes.
You know what?
Wow.
I think we've talked about this before. At these big state fairs where they'll have these huge bingo tournaments, the amount of money that's there is incredible, and it's cash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. It's there are some big dollar pots that you can win at certain
That's a bingo.
Yeah, that is a bingo. Vermont State Police say, here's a lighter story for you.
Yay.
A Massachusetts man is in trouble for throwing a pickle out a car window and hitting a traffic worker with it. Troopers say Christopher Hermansdoffer. That's a long-ass name.
That's a long-ass name.
Was a passenger in a car driving down Route 7 shortly before 6 p.m. when he threw a large pickle out the window.
Maybe he was done filleting it, Preston.
It hit Carl Hoffman, a transit employee who was working there, and caused him pain.
Carl, I think it's a pickle.
Hermansdoffer was cited to appear in court on a charge of simple assault from the pickle toss. Wow. All right, and then we'll do one more story. Let's look for something light as well, since we had people eating their grandmothers.
Now, you know what would go with that?
What?
A pickle.
Yeah. How about this? A British police department found a giant penis-shaped design mowed into a field when the drone team was searching for a suspect. The Devon and Cornwall police drone operators shared the shocking display on their Facebook page. They said it's absolutely amazing what you see from the air, and sometimes we're caught a bit off guard. Whilst in West Cornwall and searching for an offender who'd recently run off from police, we came across this unusual piece of artwork in a field, taking us completely by surprise. It's a huge penis.
I love when they do this stuff because it takes a lot of work to, especially this one actually came out pretty nicely, no pun intended, but it's a lot of work to get everything to scale correctly.
Yeah. It's unclear if the department caught the suspect that fled from them, but they got a good picture.
Haven't you always wanted to do that?
Yes.
To take a shot at mowing a huge image into like a field or doing like a crop circle type thing?
Yeah. The people that do it in the cornfields, it's pretty impressive, or can be pretty impressive. They get out and use a combine or something like that.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
In Eaton County, Michigan, responded to a crash last week. They arrived to the scene to find the occupant of the vehicle allegedly trying to hide a puppy in his pants.
Hiding a puppy in your pants?
Yes. And I don't know why.
Was it a Cocker Spaniel?
It may have been. Animal control staff quickly recognized the German Shepherd as one that was reported stolen in nearby Ingham County. The puppy was returned to its owner and mother. A Facebook post says that Eaton officials are working with the county and assisting with their criminal case. So I don't know why he had a puppy in his pants.
Or you're just happy to see me.
Kids can come out with some gems from time to time. This is no exception. In a Reddit post, a father recently explained how his kid managed to embarrass him, all due to using an incorrect term for his underwear. So he writes, "So I have a pair of underwear that has a Valentine's Day theme. My son, being 3, does not consider this particular undergarment to be especially masculine. I mean, hey, we all have our taste, but I'd really prefer if he wouldn't run outside and scream at my daughter for the whole neighborhood to hear, 'Come look, Daddy's wearing girls' undies again.'" The post inspired other parents to share mortifying tales of their kids saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, but his just involved women's underwear. Police were dispatched to an apartment regarding loud noise and a barking dog. An arriving officer was instantly met by a drunk and loud tenant who was soon joined by her barking dog. The officer was unable to have a conversation with the woman due to her yelling. She told the officer, "Just go home. How could it be me?" she said. The officer advised the woman about the call. She was told to keep the noise down. And while the officer was leaving, he was greeted by the caller who said that this was an ongoing issue. At that point, the woman emerged, yelling and swearing. The officer tried to get the woman to return to her apartment. However, when she wouldn't comply, the officer cited her for disorderly conduct. A short time later, the officer was dispatched back to the apartment because the woman was now stomping on the floor and pounding on the walls.
Yeah.
The woman wouldn't open her apartment door. She was told if the police returned again, she would receive additional citations. The officer noted that prior to this incident, the police had been called out for 2 similar disturbance calls over the last month regarding the same resident. So I guess she felt she was just stomping and pounding. That's not yelling, but she's an idiot. Haywood County deputies are investigating after two law enforcement vehicles ended up in Lake Junaluska. Deputies said a security officer responded to a domestic call at a boat ramp Tuesday morning. When the officer arrived, a woman involved with the situation jumped into the security officer's vehicle and then took off. A pursuit followed.
You're not supposed to do that.
According to the deputies that were on the scene, the driver was very erratic, and it put her and other people's lives in jeopardy. Jack Ewing witnessed part of the chase. He said the deputy intentionally pushed the suspect into the water and away from an area frequented by pedestrians, like rammed the car into the water.
That's wild.
And then his patrol car ended up in the water as well. The suspect was taken into custody after trying to run away on foot. But the the sheriff had said that, you know, the guy did the right thing, even though he ended up with the car in the water.
Where was this again?
Oh, I don't know. Lake Jalahala.
Jalahala. Shalala.
Throw it away. Lake Junaluska in North Carolina.
All right.
In Haywood County. All right. Prahlad Jani, an Indian yogi who claimed that he could survive without food or water, died at the age of 90 on Tuesday.
Apparently he was wrong.
No, yeah. Actually, he was right. That's not what he died from. So Jani had said in 2003, now follow along the story here, that he had the elixir of life from the hole in my palate, he said.
It's like the fruits of life.
Which enables me to go without food and water. He believed that he was blessed by a goddess as a child, which enabled him to survive without basic necessities. Medical professionals have said that it is impossible to survive for a very long time with no food and water without significant organ damage. But Johnny had a following of believers and attracted the attention of the medical community in 2010 when a team of doctors studied him at a hospital in northwest India. Johnny was observed by a team of professionals who ran tests on his brain, organs, and blood vessels.
Johnny!
He was also reportedly watched on closed-circuit cameras to see if he would eat or drink at any time. The medical professionals reported that he did not use the restroom, eat, or drink any fluids during his two-week observation with the team.
That's pretty amazing.
They said we
He'd have no trouble watching Endgame.
They said we still do not know how he survives, according to a neurologist. Who had seen the results of the experiment. They said it's a mystery what kind of phenomenon this is. The results of the study have reportedly never been released or peer-reviewed, though. So.
Is it possible that he coated his tongue with a fruit roll-up?
Oh! And just slowly let it dissolve over time, and it looked
right.
like his
actual tongue. That is pretty amazing, right. That amount of time. You should have had something going wrong.
Yes. And you know what? We'll wrap there. That is all we have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.